Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Abby and Molly. This is it's Two Girls, One Track episode.
My bad. Queued up the wrong song.
That's all right.
Whatever it is, we're talking about the IndyCar Grand Prix.
The IndyCar Grand Prix. So yes, this is our special Monday edition podcast, which is Two Girls, One Track. So, but yeah. Your same favorite hosts, me and Molly.
Just a little toasty.
Just a little bit.
That's okay, though.
That's all right. Well, we had a few Lamaritas out there on the Turn 2 mounts.
It was nice. It was a good way to cap off a weekend.
It was a wonderful way to cap off the weekend. Well, that, and then we got to walk on the track.
So, which is always fantastic.
It really is.
Yeah, you just don't beat it.
Nope. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well.
I guess let's start with qualifications yesterday, or Friday.
Friday. So top six were Will, Robert, Power, Wiggins, Bourdais, Hinch, King, and Newgarden, which I was surprised to... It was just surprising. All of qualifications.
It was.
I mean, some were surprising in a good way.
Yes.
Like, I was excited to see Wiggins, too.
I was very excited for that.
I was happy to see, you know, King in the top six.
Yep.
I was sad that Rossi was eight. What the hell?
I was surprised that he did not do better.
And then Dixon qualified 18th.
Yeah.
Which, huh?
Yeah, like he really, I don't even know what, I mean, that's so far back in the pack for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a good qualification for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I was a little paranoid that Andretti Autosport, the curse of the road course, was coming back because their highest was Rossi 8th, and then Hunter Ray was 13th, Marco 14th, and then Veach was all the way down to 20th.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I hope this isn't starting again. I can't have another season of bad road course Hondas.
I know.
It kills me inside.
I know it does. It just. I don't think so. I think it was just.
Something happened.
Yeah, just a fluke. Just kind of unfortunate.
Well, you know, Veach talked about they had a hard time finding balance. And then in the warm-up today on Saturday, you know, Marco had to replace the damn engine between the warm-up and the race.
Yeah.
So that happened. And I'm still not sure what's wrong with Ryan Hunter Ray's car and or pit box.
No idea. But, I mean, they discussed the problem on the radio. And Ryan was very clear about the fact that He would fix it.
Hashtag solve it with a wrench.
Yeah. He seemed pretty salty. They're like, we think we've got to figure it out. We're going to fix it. He's like, I'll fix it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think, I feel like RHR got out of that car swinging.
Yeah.
He was not happy. He was not happy about the number of pit stops he had to do.
Oof.
I mean, at one point he said, which was my favorite comment of the day, he said, what are you going to do? Put a fucking computer in it?
To which we were like, uh-oh. And, like, his pit communications, like, they were even having issues, I think, as a pit team. They're like, Kyle, Ernie, I need you to grab that box.
Like, I think they were just, you know, just having everybody, I mean, like,
Kyle
all hands
something.
On deck. Yeah, different guys were doing different things.
Ernie got busy because Ernie couldn't fix a tire, so somebody else had to sub in on a tire, and I was like, what is going on in the RHR pit box right now?
Like, it was...
chaos.
Anarchy! It was complete anarchy. So, it was just unfortunate because I would have enjoyed seeing RHR do well at this.
I mean, who doesn't like to see... Nobody hates Ryan Hunter Ray. They just...
No.
It's Ryan. It's RHR.
It's RHR. Definitely a disappointing day for them.
Yeah.
Disappointing day for Ed Carpenter.
Oh my god.
I mean,
I
turn one, lap one.
Yep. Well, I think it was more like turn two, really.
Okay. But,
by the time it shook out, turn two. Jordan King was in the sand.
Yep, he sure was, and
maybe a turn or two later,
Piggott.
Spencer got airborne.
Sure did.
And not like a hop airborne, like a leap.
Yeah.
Like serious air.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he got airborne, and then they cut over to Ed, who was just like, are you shitting me right now?
Yeah, the look on his face was, you have got to be fucking kidding me.
He's like, we are going into May. I don't have the budget to replace two of your cars right now.
Right? I mean, he just looked at him like, every fucking year.
This
every fucking year. I change out drivers. We change out aero kits.
I am tired of carrying this team on my back. Poor Ed.
He's making them all run laps right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet if we like walked on back, there'd just be Spencer and Jordan just wind sprints.
Yep.
Yep. Got to do some wind sprints.
Yep. Just back and forth. Down pit lane. So yeah. Which, I mean, that always breaks my heart because we love Ed Carpenter.
I mean, it's Ed Carpenter Racing.
Yeah. So. I love his team. So it was very disappointing. Well, and also extremely disappointing for me because against my better judgment, but King
was the same fifth. Thing.
And, you know, the last time I put him in my fantasy team, it fucked me. And I was like, all right, I'm done with you. And so the next time I did not put him in my fantasy team. But then this time I thought, he did really well. You know what? I'm gonna give it a shot. And he shit the bed.
No, he was on one of mine, too. I had him in one. I had Spencer in the other. And I was like, well.
Yeah, he shit the bed.
Not helpful, guys. Not helpful.
Yeah, not helpful at all. I mean, I'm sure they're much more disappointed than we right. are with our fantasy IndyCar, but I do want to say he shit the bed.
Yeah. But, I mean,
yeah. So that was unfortunate, but yeah, nobody was out. So neither one of us got any points on our personal bets.
Right. Although last year, people got out. They just didn't have any cautions last year.
Yeah. Which, yeah, we had a caution on lap one.
Yep.
Went green and then immediately full course yellow.
Yeah. There was one later.
There was. Well, Joseph.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, Joseph got squirrely and got out, and I needed a restart, and the AMR safety team was not there quite quick enough.
He would have liked them to be quicker, I believe.
He would have, because he was doing the, like...
The dad, let's go move. Like,
wrap it up, let's go.
Both hands
up in the air, and he just kept looking around, and then, like, doing it again. And I hope I can find video of that.
I need that in a GIF form.
Yes.
Like... Now, maybe.
I need it, like, right now.
Because I will send that out to people.
Oh, my gosh. Just the both hands. Like, let's go!
I'm just looking around.
Yeah, like, you could just tell. He was like, hello? We're running a fucking race here.
We're trying to win.
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
That
made me chuckle. I mean, it is unfortunate for him, and I'm sure that every second feels like an hour.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I mean, with as fast as those cars go, you know, I mean, seconds matter.
Mm-hmm.
Milliseconds matter. So I'm sure that it felt much longer to him than it actually was, but his frustration was quite visible.
Oh, he had his visor down, and I was like, oh, he pissed.
Yeah.
He pissed.
Well, even flipping it up, he's like, I'm ready to keep driving.
Yeah, I just need a restart, please. And thank you.
Yes.
And thank you.
I mean, he is from the South. So,
yeah, he would have said please and thank you.
He would have said thank you. But his hands were not saying please and thank you. His hands were saying, right now, like, I need this PDQ, okay?
Yes.
So yeah, it was a good race, though.
It was. Shout out, and we tweeted about this, but I think Max Chilton is now our new BFF.
Oh, my gosh. Max Chilton just spoke to our little OCD hearts. because after the last yellow, they all came down pit lane.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody pitted, basically.
Everybody pitted. Yeah.
Everybody pitted. And as they were coming out, there's a rule about how the order's supposed to go. And somebody got in front of Max, and he thought that was bullshit. And so he came over and literally quoted the rule word for word,
yeah.
Verbatim.
Yeah.
And
then he said, well, what did he say? They fucked up my day. And yours.
And they fucked up your day.
They fucked up your day. And we just love that he quoted the rule.
I mean, in the middle of driving a race, quoted the rule. And I was like, I love it.
Yep.
He's like, actually, blah, 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 blah. And we were like, yes. And then, like, a little bit later, he just comes over to his crew chief. Well, they fucked up. They fucked my day.
They fucked my day.
And they fucked yours.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
To be fair, like, quoting a rule in the middle of the race might be the highest thing anybody could do. Like, let's go right now.
I mean, that just speaks right to my OCD heart. I love it.
I turned right to you and went, he just quoted the rule. Quoted it.
Right? Love it.
Yep, let's go.
Love it. So, well done, Max Chilton. We thoroughly enjoyed that.
Yeah, we did.
And he is, in fact, correct, so.
Yeah, so not only did he quote it, he properly quoted it. So.
Sure did. Sure did.
Let's see. I'm still not sure what happened between Wickens and Dixon. Was that issue? It looked like Wickens almost pulled back and let Dixon pass him.
It did.
I'm going to have to study that, I think.
Yeah.
It seemed weird.
It did seem weird.
Maybe it was the camera angle.
Right. Or it was like a fuel strategy thing that he didn't have. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was very interesting. Wiccans got a little salty with his crew chief at the end.
Got a little spicy.
Yeah, and he was like, we had more left at the end than we had planned for, so blah, blah. And he's like, and, you know, everybody else, blah, 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 and they were faster, so, we need to figure out why we're doing it wrong. And his crew chief was not having any part of that business.
No.
Wiki was trying to get the business, and...
his crew chief said, I don't
he
think
was,
so.
He was like, it was not wrong, actually. That was the way that it was supposed to go, so that you had that extra push on the last lap.
Actually, his crew chief literally threw out the actually.
Actually. we did not get it wrong.
Wiggins was also not happy with that answer.
He was not, and there was a little more back and forth.
Yeah.
And after about 45 seconds of that, then it was...
Good job, guys.
Good job, guys. Thanks for all your hard work.
We're going to take this off air.
Yeah. I think it was like, agree to disagree. All right, rest of the team, good job. You and me, though?
We're going to have a talk.
We got words.
We're going to have
We got words to be had.
Sit down. sit down.
Yeah. We'll come to Jesus.
I just don't know who's going to win that one.
Well, I mean, I would have to know more about their strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
But, well, and I mean, maybe that was their, I mean, it's very possible the crew chief was right. That was their strategy. But obviously, it was not communicated to Wiccans.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Yes, which... everybody hates.
Yeah.
Everybody. So,
yeah,
it's, I mean, I would think, I mean, based on that conversation at least, and if I were a driver, I would want to have as much information as possible.
Oh, 100%.
So if this is the game plan, then that's fine, but I don't want to get to the last lap and realize I have, you know, all of this.
Oh, I had more fuel?
Yeah, and I was...
be nice if somebody told me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, keep me updated on what the, you know, what the plan is and what we're doing.
Yeah.
So that I can... maximize.
You know, maybe try and have won the race. I mean, he came in third, but again, God, he is cursed, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He does so close.
He's always a bridesmaid, never a bride right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so close.
So close.
Had he not
probably
wrecked in St. Pete, he would have won that.
Phoenix set pass by Joseph at the end.
Yep.
Long Beach, he did a... He came... oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Anyway.
But he just, I mean, he's done very well, but...
Barber just is just
can't
weird.
Quite... He just hasn't gotten the win yet.
No.
Which I'm disappointed. I really wanted him to win today. But your boy Will Power won.
I know, and I didn't
pull
pick him.
Pole winner and won.
I didn't pick him, so you're welcome, Will Power.
Right? I know. Every time you pick him on this podcast...
He loses. Yeah. And he won.
So,
which back to back,
yeah.
So that's exciting here. I think that's the momentum he needs.
Well, and you know, he had a rough start to his season,
yeah.
So, honestly, two wins back to back, I think, is well deserved for Will Power,
yeah. Now, Simon needs to step up. I'm concerned about Simon.
I know,
I'm concerned.
I mean,
I have a concern. Eighth,
he's better than that.
I mean, Joseph is 11th, he's also better than that,
yeah. Well, Joseph
had a squirrel issue.
Yeah.
Not a squirrel issue.
But yeah, he was out.
A squirrely issue.
But yeah, Simon, he's better than that. And it has not been the best season for him.
No, I'm scared for Simon.
And so, yeah, I don't know what the deal is, but I want to see that change because I love Pagenaud.
Mm-hmm.
I love him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a nice guy. He's a good driver. I enjoy watching him drive.
Mm-hmm.
I love hearing his communications over the radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that we know Mike gets even better.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, and now that we've interviewed Mike. We know you. Well, and now that we know his personality, like, now
it
we
makes
know,
it better.
We know the way that, yeah, that things are intended when they come across the radio, and so that was very enjoyable for us. So, Mike Ford, if you're listening, we thoroughly enjoyed hearing you on the radio today.
It's making the races even better now that we're getting to know, like, the spotters are really who I want to just sit down with and be like,
yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that was fun. But yeah, I hope that he does better in qualifying for the Indianapolis 500.
I really do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, not in the Fast Six either.
No, he was not in the Fast Six. I think he was seventh.
I can flip over. Da da da. He was seventh.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, well, and he was still faster than Rossi, and Rossi's better than that, too.
Yeah. I don't know. It was weird.
It was interesting. Although, you know, I think it's hard, too, because we have a field of drivers that, I mean, the top half of our drivers are all so damn good.
Yeah.
That it's almost like, I mean, okay, yeah, he qualified seventh, but other than Jordan King, who's brand new, it was like, well, and Wickens is brand new, but he's been awesome. So it was like, nobody's surprised. And you got Will Power, Hinchcliffe, Joseph Newgarden, you know, it's like, there's, you know, it's not like I could say that, and Bourdais, it's not like I could say that, like, oh, he's for sure better than all of these people. I mean, they're all very good. They're all
very good. Yeah. The margin of like better talent between them, if you could even say that, is so razor thin.
Yes.
That honestly, it could just have been something wrong.
It comes down to circumstances they can't control.
Yeah, how things the car set up. Yeah.
Weather, temperature, you know, other cars on the track. I mean, I think, yeah, we've got so much heavy talent in the top half of our field right now that, I mean, it's going to be a really exciting 500, though, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
like, I'm trying not to get, because I'm like, all right.
Finish one race first.
Take present. Sunday off, like, get your shit together Monday and then hit it. But oh my God,
it's just
gonna. It's be there. That's the problem. I can feel it. It's there.
Yeah. It is. It's. I mean, we're so close. I'm so excited.
I know.
So excited. And this just got me more giddy.
I know. Oh my God. It was a fun weekend.
It was a fun weekend. It was very fun. Well, and we got to spend a lot of time in the IndyCar Nation garage.
Yes.
So thanks to any of our friends that came out to see us. If you're not an IndyCar Nation member, definitely join. It's really cool. There's lots of cool experiences you can do. But yeah, we were able to interview Sabre Cook, Bruna Tomaselli, who are both USF 2000 drivers. And then we were also able to interview Colton Herta, who's an Indy Lights driver, who happened to win his race today.
Both races, actually.
That's right.
He won both races? Yes. Both races.
That's right. This weekend. I mean, we take full credit for the race win on Saturday?
100%.
I mean, I think it was because of our awesome interaction during the interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I'm saying that.
For sure.
It's on my resume already.
For sure.
I also helped Colton Herta win.
Played an integral part.
Yes.
Yeah, not so much, but...
But it was still nice.
It was. And those were all awesome interviews. They were great, so...
They will. We're not sure about the audio.
Yeah, if we can clean the audio up, because it's kind of dicey, then we will release it. If not, then we'll probably just type up a summary.
Yeah, we can do that. But hopefully we get the audio cleaned up because they were great interviews. They are very great up-and-coming drivers. I'm just really excited about the talent coming up in the Mazda. Both their driving talent and like that personality of somebody who will do well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think that, I mean, all three of them seem to have a really good head on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
They're focused. They just, yeah.
No, 100%.
They're just, I mean, they're still growing their talent and all of that, but yeah, I think that they're all going to do very well, and I'm excited to see them move up and hopefully get into IndyCar.
Yeah. I really want to see them move into IndyCar.
I would as well. I'm very interested to see how Colton Herta does at the Freedom 100 this year.
I know. I get to pick a Freedom 100 for one of my fantasy cars. I think I'm going to pick them.
I think you should.
Yeah.
I think you should.
Hopefully I don't jinx them.
I think that's just a you and Will Power thing.
Yeah, apparently Will Power and I are destined to curse each other.
Apparently.
Maybe when I'm having bad days, he's picked me for something.
You know what? It's because he drives a Chevy and your team Honda.
And that's really it. It's kind of like a weird Romeo and Juliet thing. Because
he's really, like, I mean, other than the fact that we love Ed Carpenter, he's really the only Chevy driver that you're gung-ho about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Most of your favorite drivers
drive Honda. Actually, most of my favorite drivers, because I'm ingrained in Honda.
You like, came out of the womb team Honda.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
No, but I'm, and that might be it, because he's Chevy.
I think so.
So let's see for our points. You got 1.5.
So I got
half a point for. Nope, you just got points.
Yeah, I just got 0.5. Yeah, because I picked Wickens to win. He came in third, so I got half a point. I picked Hinch for the top five.
Nope.
He came in seventh.
Yep.
Damn it, Hinch. Every time I pick him for a top five, he never finishes in the top five.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to just stop picking him.
Yeah.
And then Newgarden I picked in the top 10, and he was 11th.
Yeah.
Like, that hurts more than if he had just been out. If he had just been out of the race, then, like, whatever. But to be one place, I mean, him and Hinch, one and two places away.
It's kind of killing.
Yeah, it really hurts more.
I only got a point. Why did I get myself a point for that one?
I don't know. Wishful thinking?
Yeah, I get 1 point for willpower. I said he'd be in the top 10, and he was, in fact, first, so.
Nice.
That's about as top 10 as you can get.
Yeah, I think so. And then you had Pagano and Rossi.
Yeah.
And,
Laced. Nope. Nobody got out, so.
Yeah, nobody was out, so.
That's okay. That's all right.
So, yeah. I mean, it was a very fun weekend.
It's a very fun weekend.
If you've not been to the IndyCar Grand Prix before,
you should definitely go.
Yeah, check it out next year. It's a good time. And Friday's very fun. It's pretty low key. I mean, there's qualifying and practices going on for the MRTI.
And the MRTI have their, like, ladder series. There's a couple of races.
There's a couple of races on Friday. And then today there were four races.
Yeah.
So really, I mean, it's, you can't beat the bang for your buck.
No.
Especially if you do a general admission.
This is like, we hang out on the mounds, and it's a great atmosphere. Like, everybody's just sitting there watching, kind of having a nice, fun time.
Yeah.
Low key.
It's very low key.
That's the difference between the GP and the 500.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, it's not wall-to-wall people.
Uh-huh.
I mean, obviously, we'd like to see more people come.
Definitely.
But yeah, it's a very, very fun atmosphere, and it's a really great weekend to bring your kids.
Yeah, there are a lot of kiddos there.
Yeah, a lot of kiddos. Sometimes the 500 crowd can be a little unruly.
And just a little much if you got kids, I can see.
Yeah, that. Especially depending on where you're at.
Yeah.
You're in the stands, usually you're okay, but if you do the infield thing, the mounds for the 500, it's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
But I would say the GP is not like that.
No.
Pretty much anywhere is a good spot to be. The mounds are great. Most of the seats are great. It's just it's a good time. So, yeah, check it out next year if you were unable to this year.
You definitely should. I mean,
Yeah.
And it's a Saturday race, so, like, you still have a day of your weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
tomorrow's Mother's Day.
It is.
So, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
All right, there you go.
There we go.
Yeah, we did our duty. Especially since I lost my wallet.
Right. Well, and yeah, I'm working on Mother's Day, so I will not be spending any time with my mother.
My mom's going to have to pay for our dinner.
Well, so it goes.
So it goes. So it's fine.
So, all right. Well, I say let's white flag this.
I definitely can white flag it. Stay tuned to our social media because we've got a lot of stuff coming up in the next 2 weeks.
We sure do. So stay tuned to our social media. Specifically our Twitter at FastCars317 and also pay attention to IndyCar Nation, and they're at IndyCar Nation on Twitter because we are partnering with them for a few other things this month. We've got a very fun interview on Tuesday
that will drop Wednesday, and that's all I'm going to leave it as.
Yeah, it'll be a surprise.
It's fun.
It will
be fun. We've not had it yet, but we're very excited.
Yes, I can't imagine that it won't be amazing.
No. Oh, and we've got an interview on Wednesday. Oh my gosh. Sorry.
We sure do. We've got all kinds of good interviews coming up. So if you're going to be out and about at the track, make sure you hit us up on Twitter or Facebook or any of that business. Mm-hmm. And come out and say hi, take a picture.
Also, don't forget the track selfie. I mean, we're putting ours out there and we can't win, but I mean, ours are pretty stellar. Like, usually the pagoda is involved.
Yep, and I want to be wowed, people.
Yeah.
We've only had a few submissions. I know I expect more this week as people go back through their photos from this weekend.
Yes.
But yes, we will make our decision the Monday after poll day.
Yes, so don't forget hashtag track selfie, tweet at us, and just follow all of our social media.
Yep, and the winner, the top two pictures each get a free carb day ticket.
Yeah, and who doesn't want to go to carb day?
I mean, everybody does.
Everybody does.
So, all right. Well, I think that's...
You got anything else?
I mean, that was about it.
All right. So I guess we wave that checkered flag.
Let's wave the flag. Thanks for listening.
Bye.